This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I'm distracted because I'm looking for another reference. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I was looking for wit?
Of course.
But now, this time I have more to go on.
Okay.
It's a thing by Emma Doran. She was on a podcast. She wasn't being herself. I think she was being that Mags character that she sometimes does.
Oh, yeah. The one who's like ratting on you if you're like dossing in work kind of character.
Yeah, no, she's kind of like...
She's like, no, I won't take a day off.
No, she's just like real dub, like real North dub. And she, her whole stick on this podcast was she was saying like, our dog used to walk us to work, or to walk us to school. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I can't find what the podcast was. It was a couple of Irish comedians on the podcast. I have a feeling there was a tricolour in the background, or maybe it was like... something, I can't remember who.
Was she a guest or was it her
was
podcast?
Guest. I think it was that Head Stuff podcast where they get people on, they get comedians on, and is it like improv or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Phoning it in.
Phoning it in.
Yeah.
Phoning it in Mags.
Oh, because it was like, yeah, it's like a fake phone show.
Yeah, it's like a fake Joe Duffy where you have to, I did it once and I was so bad.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
everyone was so funny. No, genuinely. And yeah, people pretend to be characters.
Yeah,
Tony would have done it a few times. And it, like, it's improv, and it's like the people who run it are kind of improvisers, and they just will be like, and Mags is here, and then they just kind of tell you what your problem is, and
right,
you immediately have to start improvising.
Oh, she's like, she was so good on it, and I can't find the clip now, so I'm raging. But maybe I'll come back to you in a week and I'll have it.
That'll be great,
wouldn't it?
Emma's so funny. You'd be good at it. It'd be like, we have Jim here. Jim is afraid of his front door. How have you been getting on with that, Jim? And you just have to start. Like,
listen, you just don't know who's on the other side of it.
Hey, very good. Actually, when I was leaving the house this morning, a bit of my front door fell off.
Ooh, what?
And I was like, yeah, a little bit of the bottom. It just, I don't know if it was because it was so rainy yesterday or something. It kind
you
of.
You live in a
so
cardboard
rainy.
House.
I live in a cardboard house. I'm I'm like Ed Sheeran's, I don't know, the like, yeah, I'm like the Three Little Pigs of Ed Sheeran. It went Lego, cardboard, and.
Lego house, I think, would be pretty
sturdy enough.
Yeah.
Because it'd be better than those mica houses. But yeah, so a bit of my door fell off, and just leaving at like 10 to 6, I was like, well, that is certainly not my problem at the moment.
Is there like a mouse shaped hole now that's like.
No, it was like, it's decorational. Like, it was kind of like, it was like a paneling almost, and it fell. But now there's like some green dots. So I don't know. We only got that door not too long ago, so might have to ring the guy. Oh, the
Where'd
guy.
You go, the door shop.
His name is Asgard Windows, and he made so much. So I have a pink front door. Apparently, it adds value to your house. Apparently, houses that have pink doors sell for more. Everyone on my little row of houses in Crumlin gives me death about this pink door. And
are you the only pink door?
Oh yeah. And
there's a little topic about what colour is your front
do
door?
Do you think?
Yeah.
And my mom's friend then got windows off this company, and she was like, oh, my friend's daughter got a door with you. And he was like, oh yeah, I remember the pink door in Crumlin. It's like talk of the town. Yeah.
If there was ever a Crumlin walking tour, your place would be number one on the
list. Oh, for sure. But now I'm going to have to ring him, Philip, in Asgard, and be like, listen, a bit of the pink door fell off. But a shout out Asgard Windows if you need.
Taking down the price of the house.
Yeah.
Can't be having that.
No, terrible.
Are we doing anything for Father's Day? It's this
I said I'd cook pancakes for my dad at my house. But I meant
to be, he's not coming out.
He won't be there. But I will. And then I saw this thing on TikTok that's like these guys all dancing and like kissing a picture of your dad and being like, Happy Father's Day, Jed. And apparently they can record it free. Like, Jed is my dad's name.
Okay.
Apparently they can record it in a minute and a half and it's 30 quid.
So it's a bit like a cameo.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, will I get that for him? I feel like he'd love forwarding it to his friends, so I might.
Okay.
But other than that, no presents.
Very
bought.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm going to do pancakes.
I'll get him a card or something like that.
You're fine. Very thoughtful. Are you going to get him one of the cards that you got sent out by Moonpig for free?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think I might have found it.
We had a few dogs, and we always had dogs as kids.
I've seen
he had a dog called Smokey, right?
Sorry, Max, yeah. Tell us about Smokey.
So back to it.
I'm sorry, I have to play this for you because I've spent the entire podcast, yeah, all 5 minutes looking for it.
No,
I finally
it's so
found
good.
It wasn't.
Back then it was very different if you had a dog, right? Mm. The dogs were out. It's none of this lead stuff. Not me.
Yeah, they just go for a run.
PC gone mad, isn't that right, Max?
Right? Peter McGann there.
So we had a dog, Smokey, when I was growing up. And Smokey used to bring us to school. Smokey. Because my man, there were 17 of us, right?
Right.
Six died. Oh.
Oh, I love her so much.
I'm obsessed. Emma Doran, we love your work.
That's what I've been doing, yeah. Thank you.
You're on your holidays now.
That's the only reason this podcast intro is so long, is because I was distracted and I was looking for
it. I hope you enjoy, though. We covered many, many topics.
Six died. Good luck. See you in a week.
Bye.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, 3 minutes past seven on the 13th of June, 2025. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's going on? Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Welcome
Happy Friday.
To the
How
weekend.
Are we doing? Welcome in.
Do you want to draw attention to it?
I guess we should.
Go on.
But I feel so bad. Dave's sunburn has taken a violent turn. He came in this morning in intense pain and he's now wearing... like a high-vis, but it's black. It's for spin.
Yep.
But he's wearing that with nothing underneath.
Yep.
And I would say that kind of fabric is surely chafing.
No, it's, to be honest, it's just a bit cooler.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a bit cooler. It's letting air flow through. The t-shirt was too cottony. Like, when I say I was in the most amount of pain I've ever been in my life last night.
I can't deal.
I had cream all over me and it wasn't helping. And I had a cold press over me, wasn't helping. I had to take Panadol, I had to take a sleeping tablet, I had to take an antihistamine. I'm not going to have the best show. So, you know, have
I'll
fun.
Leave this, will I?
Enjoy this.
Well, do you know where you wouldn't look out of place?
What?
A Charlie XCX gig.
Now listen, isn't that the truth?
You ready?
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
I think I'd look quite fantastic at a Charlie XCX.
I would see you front and centre. But tickets are all sold out, unfortunately, so you won't be there.
But could I not just show up like this and go, oh, they'll go, oh yeah, he's
Brat.
He's wearing a high-vis vest without any sleeves. That guy is giving Brat.
Nothing.
Just let him in.
Nothing but high-vis and nipples. Yes, it could work. And if you're looking to go to the gig, tickets are sold out, but we have the final tickets for you to win today. If you want to win, all you have to do is WhatsApp us 3 letters, XEX, to 087-711-1038.
Like Charlie XCX, right?
That's right.
Simple as that, right? Just the letters XEX in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. We're going to open the lines all morning, keep them open all morning, and we'll make a call back before 10 o'clock. If you get that call, you got to answer. Not saying the word hello, not saying how are you, not saying who's this, but you got to answer with this.
I'm gonna drive all night.
So it's not too crude.
That's a bit better than yesterday. Yesterday was you want to guess the colour of my underwear.
Yeah.
And we nearly gave the girl who won the fright of her life after she answered the phone that way and we pretended it was the bank.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna drive all night. Safer.
Simple as that. If we ring you, all you got to do is answer the phone with... To be in it to win it, you gotta be texting the word XEX or just the letters XEX to 087 711 1038.
Happy Friday. Might not be a happy Friday for Katy Perry.
Oh, no.
Everything great.
She's going back up to space.
Well, she might have to because she might be out of the gaff. Apparently, things are a bit rocky with her and Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
There's divorce rumours sparkling or breakup rumours. I don't think they're actually married yet.
I'm but surprised this is in the news because I think he's doing the media rounds at the moment.
Is he?
He was in... Capital radio station.
Was he actually?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe it's the vibe he's giving off.
Maybe.
Because there's a lot of speculation at the moment. So sorry, yeah, they're not married, but they're together 4 years. They have a kid and all that jazz. Or no, they're together longer than that. I think they broke up initially when they were together. They've like been on and off kind of since 2016.
Right, okay.
But there's nothing to put you off someone more than when she flies up to space for 10 minutes
yeah.
and comes back and kisses the ground.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the lads down the pub, well, I don't know if Orlando Bloom goes to the pub, the lads down High Rocks or something, being like, here, I hear your missus kisses the floor after she goes to space for 10 minutes.
I'd imagine it'd be like, here, Kate, who's in space and all.
And he's like, don't talk to me about that.
Listen, listen, it was cringe, I know, I'm aware. I'm trying to get her away from the whole space thing. No, man, it was cool. It was a bit weird, but yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, no, we think it's deadly. Yeah. And he's like, don't say anymore. Yeah. So I obviously went to my favourite website, Reddit, and apparently Orlando Bloom I just like to check in there, because like you find, you know, a bit more, like at these days, a lot of publications kind of like they just copy and paste someone's Instagram story and they like, that's news.
Yeah.
But at Reddit, people make up crazy stuff. Yeah, and that's right. What I enjoy.
That's what you like.
So someone on Reddit said, Orlando Bloom did not approve of Katy Perry's space trip and was disappointed in her decision. Is this verified or backed up in any way? No.
Sorry, the fact she's going to space was not the weird thing about this. Like, well, it was weird, but also like, that's cool and like, fair play to her. Like, I wouldn't go. It sounds terrifying. But it was the way she acted when she was up there.
When she was up there afterwards, before
it's giving when the pandemic hit and your one wanted to sing John Lennon.
Imagine that is exactly what
it's
like.
You know what I mean?
It's like this.
The sense of I'm so important and what I'm doing is huge and it'll help everyone.
Katie, need we say, people are dying. But it's kind of all been downhill since she brought out Woman's World, or since ChatGPT brought it out for her. And people have just been... Because Katy Perry was huge. We loved her.
She was the most followed person on Twitter at a point for years.
She used to be mad for the tweeting, like back in the day when celebs tweeted. But and then she brought out the album 143. People are not fans. She's on Twitter. Tour, and I feel like just every day there's some unhinged news story about her tour, like her being like, oh, you think I can't dance, and then like doing jumping jacks and people are like, woohoo.
It's so bad.
Slay. But she says in response to the negative press for 143, my therapist said something that really changed my life. What anybody thinks about you is none of your business. It's what you think of yourself. I'm like, maybe you should listen a little bit to what people are saying about
you. How much are you paying this therapist? Because I go to a therapist who told me the exact same thing on the first day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like in the therapist manual.
Yeah, it's like the first thing they tell you. What other people think he is, none of your business.
Mm. If Pippa went to space, would it be a deal breaker?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. It'd be amazing. She wouldn't shut up about it. That'd be the deal breaker.
What if she kissed the ground?
You were up there. You were as high as the Eiffel Tower coming down kissing the ground, for God's sake. This Tuesday just gone, I was telling you about an epidemic that has hit my back garden. Mm-hmm. And that epidemic is the grey squirrel.
Mm.
It basically is ruining my life. I hate it more than anything. And I never in a million years thought I'd hate squirrels. I feel like a dog.
At your back window being like, let me at him,
literally,
let me at him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sitting at the sitting room and I've changed my seat in the sitting room so that I can specifically see the seat, the TV, and outside. The back garden to see if the squirrels are there.
But what do you do if the squirrel is there? Do you ward it off?
I run at it.
And do they have any fear?
On a scale of 0 to 100,
to Dublin
fear,
Seagull.
To Dublin Seagull fear. They have probably a fear of maybe 10 out of 100.
So they're like, we don't care about you.
They see me coming. They slowly kind of walk off, but they don't do anything. They know I'm not going to hit them.
They're like, you look a right pillow.
Yeah, they really do. Okay, I'm not doing a great job at guarding the garden from squirrels.
Yeah.
They continue to come into my garden. Basically, the reason why I got a bird feeder weeks ago. I was really excited about it because I turned 30 and I was like, well, this is the
end.
I'm a bird watcher now. So I got a bird feeder. I hung it up on my washing line, on the little pole that comes with the washing line. And I said, I'm going to sit here now and just watch them. And I was just so excited. They didn't arrive for a week. I rang my girlfriend's dad. I was like, why aren't they coming? And he said, they just haven't seen it yet. Give them a couple of days. Little birds started to arrive, but then they started to go away and I never really see them anymore because mainly the grey squirrel comes and takes all their food. The grey squirrel climbs up the pole, goes onto the bird feeder and takes all of the food out of the bird feeder and scatters it onto the garden for him and his friends to then eat. If he doesn't do that, what he does is he climbs up the pole, he jumps at the bird feeder and smacks it, ruining it, by the way, like completely breaking it. It's lopsided because of him, and empties a load of food onto the ground. That way the squirrels can eat, and then rats can also eat.
Well, that's where we have to draw the line.
That's where we're drawing the line. So I was like, no, not happening. Security, here I am.
Yeah. Okay?
So the squirrel comes into the garden. I can see it from my point on the couch in the sitting room. I run at it. It kind of saunters away. It doesn't really do anything. I've started trying to throw rocks in its vicinity. Just in its vicinity. Dang. Not at the squirrel, just in its vicinity to try and get it to be like,
I just did it in the vicinity.
But I think what the squirrel thinks is, one, this man is a maniac, and two, he has terrible aim. So there's three things that I can potentially get that will order to, in order to fix the squirrel thing. My housemates think I've gone mad.
Yeah.
One is like a little slinky. You know, a slinky goes down the stairs. If you put that up the pole where the bird feeder is, they can't climb up the pole because there's a slinky there.
Okay.
I know my squirrels. They will destroy that slinky. Like, no water. No water. So I think that's out.
Okay.
The other thing I was thinking of is this sonar device, okay? It's only like 30 quid, right? You stick it in your garden and it basically looks into the garden, and when a squirrel jumps into the garden or lands into the garden, you will hear a... Now, the only thing is we can also hear it.
Oh. So, yeah.
I mean, every time I go into my girlfriend's dad's garden, I hear a...
Oh, he has this issue too.
So I need to probably not get that.
And that's the squirrel doesn't like that sound.
No,
is that it?
The squirrel doesn't like it, so they'll run away. So I don't think that's a goer. And the last one is spikes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so spikes going on top of the pole of the washing.
Dave, that's terrible.
I'm spending so much money to just watch a couple of birds come in and go, yeah, I'll have a bit of seed.
That's what your 30s are.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get a simple pleasure.
Look, we all need a project.
You do. Is there any food you can get that the birds would like that the squirrels wouldn't like? Or are they just...
That's a good idea. I haven't thought about that. Let me get back to you.
I'm getting such a visual of this squirrel being like the... like. Really like bold young lad in like secondary school who always
squirrels.
Like ploughs himself at the vending machine and he's like, look what I got, lads.
The
like that is your squirrel.
Are absolute yuppros and they're terrifying. I will not rest until they're out of my garden.
Now, in other huge events, last night I was at the launch of the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw you on the lineup.
Thank you.
It was one of your friends posted it and I zoomed out on the actual lineup and I seen you were playing. It's one of the third Thursdays?
Yes, I'm doing Thursday and Friday.
Deadly.
So it's a weekend, it's the last weekend in July. It's kind of known as like Comedians Christmas because it's just like loads of tents and Ivy Gardens and everyone gets together and the vibes are good and Deadly. We all have fun. So last night is the launch party of it and Paddy Power himself was there.
Oh, the guy.
Yeah, the man. And so this like marketing guy from Paddy Power was trying to line up all the comedians to go in and make him laugh.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Graham Norton, like red chair situation.
Okay.
And no one wanted to do it. And I've never been more grateful in my life to not be an Instagram comedian.
Yeah.
So he had no idea who I was. I think he thought I was like someone's girlfriend.
Right.
He was like getting everyone, like everyone was standing outside and he was like, right, Emma Doran, Shane Daniel Byrne, Justine Stafford, come in, make Paddy Power laugh. And they were like, I do not want to do this. I'm not doing this. Like, yeah. What am I going to do? And I was just standing there like, see you later, girls.
Would it make you feel better if I told you that it's not actually the real Paddy Power?
It is. is. It was. They were like Paddy. No, it's not.
It's a guy they hired. It's their marketing thing where it's like they just bring this guy around. They've named him Paddy.
Surely not.
His name isn't Paddy Power.
Because I remember. Now I have core memories of watching Big Brother's Little Brother with Dermot O'Leary back in like 2006, where they used to bring Paddy Power on, and he was an Irish fella.
And he
was Paddy Power.
Yeah,
That's him.
He is. He's a real guy.
He's a real guy.
I know he's a real guy, but he's not the owner of the business.
But this is like when you tried to tell me that the X Factor guy didn't really introduce me on Ian Dempsey, and yes, he absolutely
Someone
did.
Someone let me know 0877111103 that I'm pretty sure I'm right. But basically, it's a marketing like campaign, and not even a marketing campaign. It's just a thing. They brought this guy, and they're like, "You're now Paddy Power. You're now the face of this business." He's not the owner, though.
I think Dave is mansplaining. Yeah, I think you're wrong. I think Dave. You're in the wrong.
Who's in the comedy world? Who's in the comedy world here?
You're right, but who's in the betting world? But not me either.
But I also met a fan of our show. This girl, Megan, who works for like an advertising company, and she was like, "Wait, are you Fiona from Fully Charged?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Oh my God, I love the show. I listen to it all the time." And she was like, "You know, when you started, like you had big shoes to fill, so I was kind of like, right, I might stop listening, but like I'll listen in for like a little bit and see how you get on." And she was like, and I kept listening. So my first review.
Yeah, very good. You did a great job.
I love how openly she was like, "You might be terrible, so I might never listen to the show again."
Everyone thought you would be.
Yes, no, I mean, even myself and my mom was saying it constantly. But yeah, good night, cute vibes. Comedy. Are we finding out? Is Paddy Power the real man?
We got one text in that says Dave, you Muppet.
That's for me.
There's no evidence that was from Adam. I can't find Paddy Power ever existing. The guy who originally owned it was called David Power. He had a son called Paddy who died in 1963.
I don't think it's the real guy.
Well, there's some guy that all the comedians were having to go in and make laugh, and I didn't have to do it.
I would like to be the Paddy Power. It's like, maybe it's like the Pope.
Yeah.
You like get elected to be Paddy Power.
They have very similar values and morals.
We're in a rabbit hole at the minute because Dave is adamant that the man Paddy Power doesn't exist and he's just a character.
Yep.
Fiona is very adamant that Paddy Power is a real person.
It's like Mr. Tato. Sorry to ruin everyone's buzz, but it's like Mr. Tato.
A lot of people have been getting in on the text calling Dave a Muppet. Paddy Power is a real person, apparently. There's an Irish Independent article, and I have found Patrick Power. He joined the company in 1996. He worked as their PR officer, and he now looks after VIPs and is the face of the brand.
No.
Patrick Power is a real person.
But no. Look at that very first text. It says Paddy is a brand mascot.
I don't care about that. The Independent doesn't lie.
Right, okay, maybe I was wrong.
Hang your sunburned head in shame.
We are playing 1 second in the cinema. This is where we play you 1 second of a movie clip, and you have to guess that movie clip based on that 1 second. If you think you know it, it's cinema in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. The clip for this morning was this. Which I am loving because Fiona doesn't know, and it's one of my favourites. It's so good.
Well, I'm happy for you.
A man named Fergal thinks he knows. How are you, Fergal?
Good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day, my man?
I'm actually driving the bus at the moment, but I have my Bluetooth earpiece in, so don't worry.
You're one of those people.
Rock on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Fergal, here is the clip. What is that movie? Put us out of our misery.
That movie is Johnny English.
Johnny English. Have you ever seen a Fiona?
Maybe once.
It's the guy from Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Thank you. Fergal. I know that much.
Rowan, thank you
for assuming I've never
All right, Fergal,
that.
Let's see if you're correct.
I'm not quite getting that second word, sir. Write it down, sir.
Oh my God, what a movie. And do you know what I'll even say, Fergal? One of the best soundtracks ever. Oh. Robbie Williams.
Oh, definitely.
We gotta get a clip of that. You gotta play that. Right, Robbie Williams is the soundtrack of that movie, and it is so, so good. Fergal, congratulations. You know your movies, and 2 IMC Cinema passes are on their way to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
You're welcome. Fergal. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Good luck. So there you go. He's trying to say Savage. But he's got truth serumed and he can't speak.
Can we do one of the classic great films? Bridget Jones' Diary or something?
Nah. You're on spin. Johnny English, because it was the movie in our 1 second of the cinema game. And I was like, oh my God, do you remember the soundtrack? Fiona, no idea.
No, I'm happy for you guys, I said.
Callum got very excited. We have
so
to.
Good.
We have a clip.
Oh God.
It's so good. It's Robbie Williams singing the soundtrack to the Johnny English movie. This ain't no fiction. Just check the nation. Quit pro. Pro. Here we go. Let's go.
Jealous.
Don't be jealous. When they made him, they broke.
What is that meant to evoke in me? Like, how am I meant to be feeling right now?
I don't understand how you're not as hyped as Ian Cap.
He's got that song. He's got the cat food song. Great. Happy for Robbie.
It's because Robbie Williams is obviously a Mickey Taker James Bond.
Yeah.
Johnny English, sorry. So this would be a perfect Bond theme. It'd
be a great Bond theme.
So here we go.
Then you and I wouldn't have a clue who's doing what, why, when, and who.
Up the creek with no canoe. Watch out. Jazz hands to a James Bond theme tune. Sorry.
So alone.
But I'm happy for you guys. I love that you both have a hobby.
We're safe at home. This is so good.
This is the straightest the studio has ever been.
Man.
1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Number one hit music station.
Let's go! Good morning, 3 minutes past eight. Happy Friday the 13th. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's happening?
Good morning.
I was on Facebook and the Garda Síochána Facebook page came up.
Oh, wow.
And they have a dog, a new canine member of the service.
I think I saw it, the little spaniel.
Yeah, it's called Gunner.
Ooh,
and yeah,
okay.
I don't know if that's conflict of interest with the name Gunner, but
yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah.
And my thought is, do they know they're at work? Do they
know.
Or do they think, like, do they look at other dogs and are like, lazy, get
they're
a
like
job?
They're like, Dosti. Yeah.
Get a job.
Because my dog, I feel like, is always really threatened by dogs who could have jobs.
Really?
Like, anytime she sees, like, a German Shepherd or, like, a Golden Retriever, like, someone who works for a living, like, yeah. She's gone crazy at a guide dog before. I think she's, like, jealous that she's like, I can never be that. She's not the brightest girl,
okay,
God bless
fair
her.
Enough. It's like when you're in school or, like, and you're, say, like, 17 or something and one of your mates has a job. And you're like, stop having a job. Like, my mom now thinks I should
make
get a job.
Make me look bad. Or like someone who like stays in honours maths till the very end.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you trying to prove? Yeah. Think you're better than me?
They are.
No, to be fair, they are.
You ready? Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
All right, she just celebrated a year of Brat and Charlie XCX is coming to Malahide Castle on Tuesday. Tickets are unfortunately sold out, so I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Bye.
Only messing, we've got the final tickets for you to win today. If you want to win, all you have to do is WhatsApp us three letters, XCX, to 087-711-1038. But it doesn't end there.
No.
When you answer the phone to our call, which we will be making just before 10 a.m, you need to answer it in a very specific way, don't they, Dave?
Absolutely. You can't just say hello.
You can't say, what's the crack?
That'd be boring.
You can't say, what's the crack with you and me in Malahide Castle?
But look, you don't have to answer it too embarrassingly. All you got to say when you pick up that phone straight away is,
I'm going to drive, going to drive all night.
It's as simple as that. I'm going to drive all night. If you answer the phone with that, you will be going to Charlie XCX. Well, if it's us ringing. If your bank rings and you say, I'm going to drive all night, you don't win tickets.
They were like, well, that's great. Like, have you got your NCT receipt?
Yeah, perfect.
So, and you're fine. So, I want a taxi driver to win this. Because it's like they're just describing their job description.
XCX in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. If we ring you back anytime before 10 o'clock, answer the phone with,
I'm going to drive all night.
And you could be off to see Charlie XCX at Malahide Castle this coming Tuesday.
Good morning.
Welcome on in. My favourite part of the week. This is Dave Ranks. It's where I take some niche things that I enjoy and I rank them from 5 to number 1. So far in the past, I have done things like lines from Titanic. I have done
what a great
theme
week.
Tunes to anime
that was
TV shows
too.
From back in the year. I've done Phineas and Ferb songs.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I bring you Dave Ranks spells from Harry Potter.
Oh,
yes.
Current. Topical.
Exactly. And all brilliant, by the way.
Yes.
All fantastic. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, please let me know how you think that these will, you know, rank up if I put them in the correct order. These are just how I believe they should be ranked.
I love it.
Can I ask for some clarification? Are they spells in terms of what they do or how they're delivered?
It's kind of more on how they're delivered and
yeah.
how their line and how impactful the line is.
Okay, because we would be judging if you had Avada Kedavra as number one,
yeah.
being the killing curse.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
that would be like, you like the killing
yeah,
curse?
Yeah, no, well, I do like the killing curse because it sounds like abracadabra, which is quite stupid, but it's not like, it's on the list, but it's not on the list because of what it does. It's
okay.
on the list because of how it's delivered
how
by
it's
a certain
delivered.
So like, number five could be the same as number one because it could be, let's say, Hermione saying the fifth one,
yeah.
but it could be someone else saying the first, the same one at first because it's just how
it's delivered.
The way the line is delivered.
And I don't want to be the first one to tell you guys this, but magic isn't real. So it doesn't really matter what the spell
does. I am
still
waiting for my Hogwarts letter.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be getting that any day,
any
Callum.
Day.
Oh, I'm going to leave one in your top drawer.
Let's rank some Harry Potter spells. In fifth place is arguably the worst line in the movie.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's where he's in the Goblet of Fire and he needs his broom. And the word for when you want something in Harry Potter
cringe.
Is Accio.
Yeah.
Right? But what he wants is his broom, which is called Firebolt. So he says,
Firebolt!
Which, honestly, to me, is like going to Italy and asking, what's the Italian for pasta?
Yeah, oh my God, I love that. That is peak, you know, when Harry just needs to shut up. It's like, we get it, you're the boy who lived. Yeah. You're about to fight a dragon.
And yet you'd think he had a lot more knowledge of spells than just,
Accio Firebolt!
Like, that's embarrassing. if I needed my broom and I was about to die, I would not scream,
Accio Firebolt!
Cringe.
What would you do?
If that were my last words, like, I'd rather die.
Just take it like a man, Harry.
A man.
I know you're 14, but come on.
In fourth place on Dave Rank's Harry Potter spells, we go to the movie The Prisoner of Azkaban, the very, very start.
One of my faves.
Harry is really, really poor at this spell. I think he's trying to shine a light to read something. The light is not lasting very long.
Lumos Maxima.
Bit crap.
It's not giving.
No, it's not. It's really like he's really trying, but I mean that should just stay there and just you so you can read your book.
Yeah, and also you're not meant to be practicing magic outside school.
Oh,
I'm telling.
Exactly.
I'm telling.
Exactly. In third place for Dave Rank's Harry Potter spells, we go back to the first movie. We go to the wonderful Professor McGonagall.
Oh yes.
And she has a spell that is so lovely in terms of words, in terms of delivery, and in terms of accent. In third place, it's this.
Ferroverto.
Oh, my God.
Oh! McGonagall, what are you doing to me?
That awakens something in
you
me.
You want to go again?
Please.
Ferroverto.
Oh.
Ferroverto.
Wow.
And she turns her hornbill into a glass.
And it was at that moment that she was made a dame.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Oh. Wow. Third place on Dave Rank's Harry Potter spells.
Deserved.
Ferroverto. We move on to second place, the last movie. The last, I want to say, half an hour of the very last movie. Huge, huge time.
Stuff going down.
Yeah. In second place is Harry Potter, the boy who lived.
Come to die.
Come to die.
Avada Kedavra!
It's a good one.
It's very good.
We all wanted that little...
Do you want to do an impression?
Avada... Wait.
Avada Kedavra!
See, I like the way it's silent for a bit and then it's just...
Voldemort's like, you know what it is.
So good.
Oh,
all right.
That should have been a shout for number one.
You thought it would be number
very
one.
Good.
I know
we all want
thought.
Harry dead.
Yeah. That was second place. In first place for Dave Rank's Harry Potter spells, we go to once again the Prisoner of Azkaban when Harry casts his Patronus of a stag and he says the magic words,
Expecto Patronum!
Just beautiful. Beautiful, Harry. Fantastic.
No Leviosa or Leviosa.
A bit of a basic number one for me.
No, it's like that. Like, look at how far he's come from
Accio Firebolt!
All the way to
Accio Firebolt! Happens after Expecto Patronum.
I know, but look how much he's regressed. Frank's Harry Potter spells. Thoughts as always on 087711-1038, but only if they're positive. Rose, Bruno Mars, APT, and Smith.
All right, we're kind of halfway through the Leaving Cert now, or it's in full swing, we should say. And I feel like if you've grown up in Ireland, the Leaving Cert and all the lore is just really part of your bones at this stage. It's just fair. Inherent. The Colwell, Mianum, Stova, August, Mumbro, Top. Like all the kind of like.
Don't worry, Callum, I have no idea what it's said.
Do you not know that thing? The like iconic, like. Oral, the like Leaving Cert, like Irish oral thing.
No, I only know
my Yenum's Dova, August Mumbro Top.
No, I only know the Leinish Kakoramuk
as well. Of course. The screw top hair. Quid. Ah.
Beep.
You know, just the stuff that you're like, oh God, war flashbacks, the log books, everything.
Mokany look.
Yeah, wait, what's that one?
It was the like, the it's a part of the Irish language where it's like the potential or.
Oh, you know someone did honours.
Yeah.
Very good. Humble brag. No, me neither. But as you can tell by Mianum Stova August Mumbro Top. But now, thanks to TikTok, thanks to modern technology and the overlords in China, the news of the Leaving Cert is spreading far and wide. People all over the world are getting up to date with like what had been happening, mostly just because of like TikTok drama that people are sharing online. I've seen people doing like Matt's grinds on TikTok and I'm tempted to watch just because I'm like, this is crazy, but I do switch off eventually. But people have been talking about like who in their class has studied, who hasn't, and there's a TikToker, I think she's from India, she might be living in Ireland now, but she's just getting caught up on all the TikTok drama.
So I didn't know what a Leaving Cert was like a week ago, and today I'm all locked in thanks to Irish TikTok. Huh. There is this one girl apparently studying for 10 hours every day since September, but now she comes on online and she just says things like, oh, I don't have a logbook, I don't have the calculator, I don't know, I don't remember studying.
All right, okay.
We all know that girl in the class.
Absolutely.
Like when she recounted that, I felt that in my bones.
The worst person alive.
Oh, truly. And if that's you, hang your head in shame. If you're on your way to the Leaving Cert, well, first of all, you're kind of late. And if you're pretending that you didn't study, I won't stress anyone out. Because you're the Leaving Cert. Whatever you do to get through that difficult time is fine. But this girl would do well on the Leaving Cert. She's really been doing her research and getting extra searches. She's like doing the comparative study of Leaving Cert. There's more.
And then there's another TikToker who I think is really happy because he did really well on his English one, I think. But he was mad about the fact that they just wanted him to trauma dump all over the paper. I see his point because why is there an essay question asking a bunch of 18-year-olds how they deal with setbacks?
Oh my God.
The examiners are just nosy. The examiners just want a bit of goss.
Yeah.
I think we all know that. But I was thinking,
it must be very boring to be a corrector because you get kind of the same thing all the time. Like, why not throw in a question, but like, yeah, okay, like Sylvia Plath is good at, you know what I mean, at poetry. But like, what do you think is your favourite conspiracy theory?
And what's the biggest fight your parents have ever had? And how did you deal with that?
Exactly.
Love. So I was thinking, let's make it even more interesting for the examiners. I was like, how can we add production to this? How can we just really raise the stakes and just make the Leaving Cert something that everyone wants to tune into at 9 p.m. at
almost
night.
Almost like a Big Brother or something.
Almost like a Big Brother. Almost like a Love Island recoupling.
Yes.
Almost like all the students gather around the fire pit to find out who really studied and who didn't. This is what I've come up with. I hope you like it. I'm nervy. Previously on The Leaving Cert.
We found out what Sifra's been up to after hours.
I swear, I didn't study one bit. I haven't done a tap. I'm absolutely screwed.
You screwed us all. I found the flashcards in the front pocket of your bag. You wanted to get caught.
Someone must fall. Answer the call.
Barry was unsurprisingly ill-prepared.
What do you mean you need a pen? I don't have a pen. Can I borrow a pen? Isn't that all online these days anyway, no?
Megan's new tattoo looks suspiciously like answers to Matt's paper too.
No, this is a tattoo for me dead granny. She loved Pythagoras' theorem, quoted it all the time.
Heather discreetly let everyone know that she was way better than everyone else.
Miss, can I have more?
paper? I've run out already.
And tensions rose between Fiacra and the exam invigilator.
Dark side.
That's the third time in 40 minutes you've gone to the bathroom now, Fiacra. No more monster for you.
Say you're untouchable.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my real mom.
Yes, I am. All right, all week on the show, we've been teaming up with Pringles to celebrate the launch of their new Flame Grilled Steak flavour. Pop open a can and bring the Flame Grilled Steak flavour to your summer get-togethers. Think Steakhouse Vibes with that classic Pringles crunch.
Yeah, so first pop off and then two, pop open a can.
It's easy.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a Pringles tube bundle to win every single day. That's what we've been giving away, but someone is going to win that ultimate summer barbecue party kit with all the stuff attached to it. It honestly looks like an incredible prize. And on to play today is Aileen. How are you, Aileen?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day, Aileen?
I am just driving into work there now, so I've pulled over. I was a joke when the phone rang, but here we are.
All right.
Safety first for Aileen.
A safe queen. All right, Aileen. What do you do for work?
I work in a vet clinic.
A vet clinic, very nice.
Wow. Yeah. Do you see all those Instagrams of like people sharing the craziest names that pets have that come into the vets? It's like my favourite content. Can you, without being, you know, in breach of GDPR, can you reveal any crazy names that pets have?
Oh, God. I don't know. We've got a few princesses.
Do you?
It's always funny when if like a big guy comes in looking for something for a princess.
Yeah.
I love that. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get you to win with Pringles. On the line, we have a Pringles bundle, a chew bundle, and we also, if you can beat the high score of 3.16 seconds, you will win the Ultimate Summer Barbecue Party Kit with a top quality gas barbecue, including tools, outdoor lounge set, and a Bluetooth speaker. In order to get that, you must be 3.1 seconds of, well, to be fair, me or Fiona have to be 3.16 seconds to pop the balloons as quickly as possible and find that golden Pringle. Okay, well, we also have Samantha on the phone as well. Samantha, how are you feeling about Aileen's chances of beating 3.16 seconds?
I am feeling confident, but there is a slight worry there now. Yeah, so Dave, you did me well.
All right, so
that's
Aileen,
it is.
Who would you like to pick to be the popper? It is
Fiona,
Dave.
I'm going to go for you. I've got faith.
You've got faith in
you
Fiona.
Might be sorry about that, Aileen. But yes, I'll do my job.
All right, Aileen, the best of luck. Fiona has got her popper. And Samantha, stand by. Because we're almost like against each other. Me and Samantha versus Fiona and Aileen. Here we go. She's got her popper. She's already started. Oh, my God. You come back over here now. You come back over here. And you tell Aileen now what your time was.
Aileen, I can reveal. My time was 2 seconds!
Oh my God!
No way.
Samantha,
I knew you could do it, Fiona.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't.
There's nothing I could have done, Samantha. Like, literally nothing I could have done. Fiona lost you that prize. So you see.
No, Samantha, I love you. I'm so sorry. And I want everyone to win. If everyone could get a barbecue, that's what I'd do.
Samantha, congratulations. You are going away with that Pringle Tune bundle. So you're not going home empty handed, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck. Have a great day, Samantha.
Bye.
Aileen, congratulations. Do you want to hear what you've won?
Thank you. Yes, please.
The ultimate summer barbecue party kit, topped up with your Pringles tube bundle. You have won yourself a top quality gas barbecue, including the tools, outdoor lounge set, and a Bluetooth speaker.
Woo-hoo! Very
nice.
Oh my
God, unreal.
Are you
Thanks,
a griller?
Fiona.
No, you're so welcome. Are you queen of the grill? Or do you...
Not really, no, but my boyfriend is, and he will put that to good use.
Amazing.
Sure, so.
You can delegate. You've done the hard work.
Yeah,
you brought
the
home the bacon. You sit back on that lounge set and just play spin if you want on your Bluetooth speaker.
And
you know?
Aileen, I'd recommend bringing over Fiona since she basically won it for you.
Good choice,
Fiona started way over in the other side of the room and I would have started very close to me, so you wouldn't have, no way you would have won if you chose me. So well done on picking Fiona.
I knew it.
Have a fantastic day, Aileen. Good luck and enjoy that prize.
Thanks so much.
Aileen.
See you guys. Bye.
Well, there you go. Well done.
Everyone in the studio is jealous of me for being the best.
The ultimate balloon popper. Well done. You did it
Thank
in two
you.
Seconds and you only managed to pop two balloons. Which means
one balloon per second.
We have 48 balloons left in the studio. So what I want to do is I want to pop them today because I've only ever got a chance to pop once. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take my headphones off and I'm going to pop balloons if that's okay with
Go
you.
Go on, little fella. Let's time you.
We time it.
Yeah.
Okay, 48 balloons to pop. How do you think I can do it in under 15 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go!
Wow, he didn't come to play. He came to slay. 3 seconds so far and he's already... Okay, now he's just popping air. He's exerting so much energy, more than I would say he needs to, but he's nearly doing it.
Oh, there's one...
Oh! 15 seconds, exactly.
15.93.
Oh, my God.
I'm raging at that. 15.93 seconds.
Why are you raging? You did it.
No, I didn't do it in under 15.
Oh, Dave.
I was going to say 10, to be honest. Thank God I didn't say 10.
I thought you were about to.
Oh, what a... That was really tough. That's a good workout.
You did the most.
Oh, my God.
You ready? Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX, Malahide Castle, this coming Tuesday. Does it sound good? Well, tickets are sold out.
Sorry.
Yes. Nothing we can do. See you later.
No. I'm just actually looking at a set of Robert Brattinson nails on Instagram.
Right.
So it's like Brat Green, one nail says Brat, and then the rest of them are just pictures of Robert Pattinson.
Fantastic.
So if you are someone who would have that set of nails and you don't have a ticket... to Charlie next Tuesday, please listen up. Yeah. This is for you personally.
Specifically for you. If you want to win your way to Charlie XCX Malahide Castle this coming Tuesday, this is your last chance. We got the final pair of tickets. All you got to do is WhatsApp us the word XCX. It's not really a word, it's just a couple of letters.
Letters.
Put the letters XCX in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038. We're going to call someone back before 10 o'clock this morning. You need to answer the phone, not saying hello, not with saying how we are, not like hey spin or anything like that.
Hey,
you got to answer the phone with... I'm gonna drive. It's as simple as that. Now, yesterday was a little bit of a rough one.
Oh, disaster.
You had to answer the phone. You had to answer the phone saying, "I want to guess the color of your underwear."
Yeah.
Right? And so we rang someone back, and they were worried that it wasn't us on the other end of the phone, so they were just silent for like 10 seconds. No, I'm hanging up. You're gone. You're gone. No, no. You're gone, Sean. Bye. No, no, no. You were silent for way too long, checking to see. No, goodbye, Sean.
Exactly.
The whole point of it was it could have been anyone.
You can't live your life in fear. That is not what Charlie would want.
Absolutely
and
not.
That is very much not Brat.
So, if you get a phone call before 10 o'clock this morning, just pick it up saying this. No silences, no pauses, because we will hang up, all right? I'm going to drive all night. But first, WhatsApp us the words, letters XCX to 087 711 1038 and answer that phone with... 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, 9:04. Friday morning, you're with Emma, Woo-hoo! Dave, and Fiona, and it is my last day in work
Emma?
For a full
Emma?
Week.
No, Dave quit. No,
yeah, he's going.
I knew I'd get rid of all of you. He was the last man standing, and I knew I'll get this guy out by hell or high water.
It's now officially fully charged
with
Fiona.
With Fiona.
Yeah, yeah.
It is going to be a roller coaster, guys.
Guys, one more hour, and then I will see you in a week. I cannot bloody wait.
Oh, I'm excited.
After Caramelino's gonna be tropic.
This man is the crispiest man in the world at the minute, though, with his sunburn. So I fear that you're not gonna have a good time.
No,
I'm very worried for him.
No, seriously, stop. It's gonna be fine. Like, I'm going to Corfu, by the way. I'm not going to Caramelino, so I'm going to Corfu. And I was a little bit worried that because my sunburn is so bad. Like, I'm literally sitting here with my hoodie zipped open.
He's had his nits out all morning.
It's very inappropriate, actually. I don't know. Like, who do I need to contact about this?
I'm doing the show half naked, and I'm sorry.
I've just been making eye contact with Dave's nipples all day, and it just doesn't make for a good back and forth.
Look, they're not looking back, all right?
They're actually kind of looking in at each other.
They're cross-eyed nipples. Yeah, they're real hot.
They're cripples.
Yeah, I'm just in so much pain at the moment, so I'm really hoping that this sunburn just kind of relaxes now for the holiday.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens, isn't it? When you go to heat,
that's when the sunburn dies down.
Fire with fire, that's what they say.
Yeah, it'll cancel it out. Oh, physics.
Stop. I'm so depressed. Oh, it's very, very sore, but it's fine. She look, it is time for one more tune. Interesting news, it's just me and you today, because I thought Emma would have left us something. I went looking, she's left us nothing.
Ah, she's in full holiday mode.
She's in full holiday mode. This is where myself and Fiona pick a last song of the show, and it's your choice whether it plays or not. So if you wanted to play ours of choice, then it's Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Get voting, because I've gone for this. That is Charlie XCX and Break the Rules. She's playing Malahide Castle on Tuesday. Let's get in the mood, shall we? Break the Rules. If you wanted to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
A bit of vintage, Charlie. It's a good choice. Sorry, absolutely. I always compliment the other people's choice on one more tune, and I need to be less nice. Yeah. We hate Charlie XCX. I've gone for this. That is Sparksfly, Taylor's version of Taylor Swift's Speak Now album.
The best,
if you've been honest,
album.
I agree. Me and it's mine and Callum's favourite.
I've never heard that song before, Mel.
Well, see, it's okay. Here's it's actually one of my favourite Taylor Swift songs. And the reason is, have you seen the pictures of her at the wedding last
week? Yes, I did.
No one cares about the bride. Most beautiful girl at the wedding, Taylor Swift. And it got me thinking back to her albums, her intensive albums all about stealing a guy's husband at the altar. Okay. I couldn't do the song I wanted to off this album, so I've gone for Sparks Fly, which is a bit more vibey. It's a bit more upbeat for a Friday. Come on, let's get that vintage Taylor going and just do it. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
All right, please. I've gone for Charlie XCX and Break the Rules. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for Taylor Swift, Sparks Fly. It's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Good morning. How are you doing? There have been some issues in the office this week, and I'm not talking about Dave's summer.
Was he done finishing speaking, singing, no? God's sake.
Sorry.
Talking over Adam Port.
I'm sorry, Adam. I am so sorry. Adam, if you're listening, my sincerest apologies.
But
there have been some issues.
What's the issues?
I just want to say issues. It's just better. Yeah, it's just true. More fun. But yesterday, the heating, the air conditioning in one of the studios was gone. It was sweltering
in there. No, it was like a sauna. It was insane, wasn't
it? And bad for you with the summer.
Yeah, really, really not fun.
So Michaela, our bestie, Michaela, who is on After Us on Spin, she's normally always freezing when she's broadcasting in there. She always has like a hot water bottle.
Yeah.
But she was roasting because it was so hot. And I was like, girl, take your jumper off. But she couldn't, because recently some Gen Z trolls have fooled Michaela into believing that it's not cool to wear a t-shirt under your hoodie, that it's a millennial vest, and like that wearing layers is embarrassing. And I just think, like, we are so at the mercy of Gen Z. If someone believes that it's not cool to wear a t-shirt.
It's all I've been thinking about since I found this out. So you heard that correct. What Michaela found out from a Gen Z was that if you wear a t-shirt underneath your hoodie, that's cringe.
It's cringe. It's a millennial vest.
You should just wear the hoodie.
You should just raw dog your hoodie.
So that's what Michaela was doing. Because, as we say, we're at the mercy of Gen Zers and we just want to be them so badly.
And she's literally sweating in the studio and she couldn't take off. She ended up having to find some swag in the office that was, of course, belonging to Mr. Tato.
Who
so she
her,
had
yeah.
Mr. Tato plastered across her front.
Yeah.
This
t-shirt, this oversized t-shirt for Michaela.
I thought it looked good, not happy. God bless her.
Yeah, no, she really wasn't happy. She looked much cooler in her hoodie. But I felt bad for her because, as I said, Gen Z just told her this and she ran with it. And she was like, oh, I guess that's not cool. I won't do that anymore.
Yeah, because millennials are so, like, just aware of ourselves and embarrassed for existing at the moment, just because we're being called out so often online for just the pure cringeness of us. So I was kind of thinking, what else could Gen Z convince us and get us to do? Because they could tell, like, convince us that that it's not cool anymore, you need to stop doing it, that we would fall for it.
And just, I probably would fall for it, and I probably would start doing it.
I would 100%.
Look at me right now, wearing a hoodie with no t-shirt under.
That's why you did that? That's yeah. why? Oh my God.
It's nothing to do with the sunburn, though.
Gen Z has a lot to answer
peeling
for.
Peeling away my skin.
Okay, so I was thinking, this is actually a lie that a friend of mine made up on his J1 in right. America. So he pretended that in Ireland we don't have Tuesdays. Yeah. And Americans all believed it. He was like, yeah, we just don't have it. So I feel like Gen Z could tell us Tuesday's cancelled. We don't have Tuesdays anymore. And yeah. we would all fall for it.
That is very true.
I think
Tuesdays
so.
Are cringe. Tuesdays aren't
Tuesdays
cool.
are over. It's just going Monday, Wednesday, and that's it. It's a yeah. 4-day week, brother.
I have a feeling that if a Gen Z person would say this, I believe it. Having your phone on silent is cringe.
Oh yeah, it's now just loud and like
get loud
the
and loud.
Like, and we have to go back to like the Nokia ringtones.
Yes.
And it has to be polyphonic.
Absolutely. And if you have like the new iPhone, oh my God, you're
so embarrassing.
You're such a tryhard.
You're literally. What's the most dad ringtone you can have? Like we need to rate. Anyway, we need to rate the iPhone
the
ringtones,
or
please.
The iPhone ones, yeah.
Okay. What else Gen Z could tell us? Stop drinking water.
Yes.
I know it's been like the biggest campaign in the history of the world. Water literally is essential for living. But absolutely. If they told me, no, only drink Monster now, I'd be like, do you know what, girl? Okay.
I'd imagine a Gen Zer would tell me that taking an elevator or a lift is cringe. Like, just take the stairs. I feel like they would say that.
Just take the stairs, bestie.
They'd be too awkward to talk to someone in a lift, I think.
Actually, that is me, to be honest. Yeah. Guys, please accept me as Gen Z. Friends, the TV show never existed.
Yes.
Just gaslight us and be like, who's Joey?
Writing a caption on Instagram stories.
Oh, well, no, but that is like, what is there? Do you know, like, I feel like it's real millennial to like tag yourself, tag the location and be like, you know, add loads of GIFs.
They don't do that.
Whereas Gen Z just write a tiny yet and they just don't say where they
so
are.
It's so difficult to be Gen Z because I personally do think they're very cool. I'm on the cusp of Gen Z and millennials. So
You know
what I mean? I have to respect them. But I do think they're very cool. Like my sister, she's 20 and I look at her, I'm like, damn, you're so cool.
You're a legend, girl.
So cool.
And it just
comes naturally to them, which annoys me.
Yeah, it
do
does.
I mean? I'm trying to like put up Instagram stories and I'm like, would a Gen Z do this or would they do this? And then I put it up and Sophie texts me and she'd be like, cringe.
Oh no, but you're cringe, but you're free. This is my final one. I feel like Gen Zs could convince us, stop recycling.
Yeah.
Recycling is cancelled. It's over. Put everything in the same bin. Why are you being so try-hard?
Yeah.
What do you care about? The environment?
Absolutely.
It's not going to text you back.
They could convince me that having a phone case is cringe, but also not having a phone case is cringe.
Exactly. So you just have to not have
a phone.
There's
no win.
That's all.
No winning whatsoever. God, they're hard to deal with.
They are. Please.
Coming up to 25 past nine. Happy Friday the 13th, by the way.
Ooh.
A spooky weekend. Do you remember a few months ago we had a talk about the seagull sounding competition? This was a competition where you basically had to sound like a seagull and the winner sounded like this. Quite impressive.
That's
for a
incredible.
Human.
Incredible. If you hear that, you are hiding your meal deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are closing your packet of crisps.
Well, this morning I came across... Like, I love when things just land in your lap for this show because I came across the greatest headline ever.
Okay.
And the greatest headline ever was Mule Riding Hillbilly Wins Meat Eater 2025 Turkey Calling Contest.
That is written for you.
Wasn't it?
Now, someone somewhere said, I want to make David Hammond happy on Friday the 13th.
I do want to tell you about that one. I will tell you about it in
Please.
A couple of minutes. But first, I read another headline that read like this. Nothing is more captivating than the winning gobble from 2025's World Championship Turkey Calling Contest.
Oh my God.
So the 2025 World Championship Turkey Calling Contest was held last weekend in Mobile, Alabama.
Of course it was.
A judge panel made up of former world champions. I love the way they're called world champions.
Like, how is this a thing that it yields this many people looking to compete? Like, where do you hear about this?
But like, you say world champion, but is it the same way Americans say like, oh, they won the world champion at the American football? It's like, it's specifically your country.
Exactly. Who else is competing? No
one
offense.
Else is competing, right? This event dates back to 1940 when the first event was inside the Battle House Hotel. A guy called Mr. Fred T. Stimson. He became the first world champion of turkey calling. So basically, flash forward now 85 years and the technology behind turkey calling has changed over the years, but the gobbling remains the same. So the competition was as fierce as it's ever been. So I came across a clip from the 2025 World Championship Turkey Calling Contest that was posted by a Mr. Tristan Hargreaves on TikTok. Okay? Now, this guy is incredible.
Whoa.
That's not a bird. That's a real human.
No.
Want to hear some more of his...
What? Why does he sound like he's in the sewer?
I think this is incredible.
Why does he sound like he's going to murder me?
Now, the thing about this is that all those clips I've just played you are of Tristan. He only came third.
Oh, Tristan,
I don't have the clip from the winner because everyone else, he's the only person who posted about it. He's the only one who's proud of it.
You don't have the clip from the winner because they've taken flight. Yeah. They're a literal bird.
So honourable mentions for different Tristan's impressions of turkeys. So the turkey sounding competition doesn't end there. Apparently there's loads of them. As I said, the mule riding hillbilly wins Meat Eater 2025 Turkey Calling Contest. It was a hard fought battle, but in the end Clay Newcomb beat out Brent Reeves to become the Meat Eater's best turkey caller, at least until next year's competition. Yeah. Where I will be going, because enough of these turkey fakers. I'm going to move you over, Hillbilly Brent and Tristan, because let this city slicker walk in and tell you all about how to do a turkey impression. It's the only good thing I can do. See, it's the reason I'm in this job. It's the reason, you know what I mean, my parents are proud of me. It's all because of this impression. Here is my turkey impression.
Oh. Whoa. What? Oh my God. Dave.
Yeah?
Is that you? Is that you in there?
Yeah,
you just grew a beak.
So here's the first place. Or third place or whatever it is. Close your eyes there, Fiona. See which one's the real turkey.
Okay. Yours is giving human.
I'm in the eye doctor.
A little bit.
Is it one or two?
Better or worse?
Better or worse?
I mean, valiant effort.
That is Turkish for Benson Boone. Get ready.
Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. Golden Ticket, sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, and us want to sort you out 7 nights, Pierre and Vegas' Village, Fuerteventura. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the sun. That's all you got to worry about. And on to play is Shanna. How are you, Shanna?
I'm good, thank you. Very good.
We would love to get you off on holidays. And when was your last holiday? When were you last in the
sun? We haven't been away, actually, since last year. Last June was the last time we were away.
Where did you go?
Believe it or not, we were in this place in Fuerteventura.
You were in Pierre and Vacancies?
Yes.
Up.
We had a fab time, honest to God, yeah.
I thought we made it up.
I'm dead.
I didn't think it was
real.
Oh
my God, no. Honestly, it was beautiful.
Shanna, oh my God.
Shanna, get yourself on the tourist board. Shanna, okay, so you're telling me Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura, that thing we've been talking about in the show for the last 6 months, is a real place you've been and you liked it.
It is. I loved it. It was absolutely gorgeous.
For all them people saying, oh, I bet you that's not real. Yeah, it is.
I swear Shanna is an Emma with a voice changer.
All right, yeah. Shanna, well, let's see if we can get you back to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have. I'm just a bit nervous now.
You're
fine, Shanna.
I'm going to give you the rundown of the game. It's really, really simple. And
we're going to
guide you through it as best we can. Believe me, we want you to win. All right, so we're going to do as much as we possibly can for you. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. 25 seconds are going on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within the 25 seconds. And if you do, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, Shanna, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing.
Okay,
we can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, all right? So you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song at any point, Shanna, you just shout the word swap and we will get it out of there and reset the clock, all right?
Okay, thanks so much.
No problem. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Shanna, if you've any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Okay, I'm actually really bad at naming songs and artists. I know the songs, but I never remember the name.
Well,
so
this
I'm going to be really bad.
For you.
Shanna, just try and act without inhibition. Like say the first person that comes to your head, because you might have it right.
Yeah.
And then you could be going back to Pierre in Vacancies, being like, ah, they all know me here.
Where are you from, Shanna?
I'm from Watkins Town in Dublin.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. Down the road from me.
Big fan of your recommendation.
Oh, really?
Here we go, yeah. Shanna. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see.
It was the first pass he's had.
Pass, okay. All right, let's swap
it
out.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm here.
Okay. Don't worry.
Okay,
Don't worry. Let's swap it out, Shanna.
That was a good use of the swap, Shanna. That was Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else by Benson Boone. But not to worry, we have reset the clock back to 25 seconds and we've got a new song about to play.
I think this one's easier, Shanna, so you're all good. You don't have a swap remaining, but you do have 25 seconds back on that clock. And let's set play a brand new song one in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Any idea, Shanna?
Oh my god, I do know this song. I'm just gone blank.
She's a girl with red hair.
And she spells the song.
And she hates kids and she said it on a podcast.
H-O-T-T-O-D-O-M.
Who sings it?
Oh, I can't think of her name.
Pink Pony Club, long red hair, just played Primavera.
What?
H-O-T-T-O-D-O. I don't know.
Yes. Hot to go, yes. That is Chapel Roan, Shanna.
Couldn't think.
Shanna,
it's hard.
Did you have fun?
I did, thanks so much.
That's all we care about. Shanna, have a great day.
I knew
day.
I'd be so bad at that anyway. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Good luck, Shanna. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck. If you want to register to play on Monday, then golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. DJ Khaled. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're here at McDonald's. Good morning.
You ready? Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
Oh, here we go. Charlie XCX. She is playing Malahide Castle Tuesday night. We want to send you. We have the last remaining pair of tickets.
We sure do. And we've been asking you all morning to WhatsApp us three letters XCX and to when you answer our call, you have to answer it in a certain way.
And let's not prank this person if they pick up.
No, I'm traumatized from yesterday. I don't want to scare the person.
I'm going to drive all night.
Gary, you're going to Charlie.
You are driving straight to Malahide Castle.
Yeah.
if that's your chosen mode of transportation, which Gary. I think Charlie would want. Are you delighted?
I'm delighted, and my wife would be delighted.
Oh my God, cute. Are you guys big brats together?
Well, she is. She'd be more than I would.
Gary, you have to buy in now. You have to get your little white tank top. You have to get some fake press-on French acrylic nails.
The sunglasses.
Get a wig and just drive all night.
A few beads in the hair, Gary, all right?
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Gary. Congratulations. You're off to Charlie XCX with the missus.
Thanks,
have a fantastic day.
That's brilliant. Thanks, guys, so much.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Something tells me that Gary is not going to go.
I think Gary's trying to downplay. He is definitely the brat in that family, and I don't think there is any wife.
Congratulations. Enjoy it. 10 to 10. Happy Friday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. That is me done for a week. Do not text me.
He's on his holidays.
Do not call me.
You're going to be texting us.
Not a chance.
Anything happening on Instagram?
I'm going off my phone for a week and I cannot wait. I will catch you on Monday, the 23rd or something like that.
Yeah,
in the meantime, you've been voting for your one more tune. I'm just saying I won with 88% of the vote.
I'm embarrassed.
Don't worry about it. Charlie XCX, Break the Rules on Spin. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Spin!